Blackstone Audio presents
The Iowa Baseball Confederacy by W.P. Kinsella. Dedication for Anne, always. Part 1. The Warm-Up. Nothing bleeds quite like devotion. Gary Kissick. Chapter 1. My name is Gideon Clark, and like my father before me, I have on more than one occasion been physically ejected from the corporate offices of the Chicago Cubs Baseball Club, which are located at Wrigley Field, 1060 West Addison, in Chicago. My father's unfortunate dealings with the Chicago Cubs began with his making polite requests for information concerning the 1908 baseball season. Player records, box scores, nothing out of the ordinary. At first, the Cubs' public relations people were most cooperative. I have their letters. However, the information they provided was not what my father wanted to hear. His letters became more pointed, critical, accusatory, downright insulting, to the point of incoherence. The final letter from the Chicago Cubs Baseball Club, their stationery has a small picture of Wrigley Field at the top, is dated October 7, 1945, and states clearly, "We consider the matter closed and would appreciate it if you did not contact us again." After that letter, my father began to make personal visits to the Cub corporate offices. My father's quest began in 1943. I was born in 1945 and grew up in a home where the atmosphere was one of vague unease. I sensed my father was a troubled man. The general anxiety and discomfort that permeated the air also affected my mother and my sister, Enola Gay. My father's problem was this. He was in possession of information concerning the Chicago Cubs, our hometown of Onomata, Iowa, and a baseball league known as the Iowa Baseball Confederacy. Information that he knew to be true and